With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump addresses the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Iran war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The White House describes the president's primetime speech as an important update on Iran. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said U.S. forces could leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks and be done with the conflict. The president also lashed out at American allies for not doing more to support the U.S. military's war campaign. He said it's up to other countries, not the United States, to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for oil tankers and other shipping. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The war has pushed the price of gas to the highest level it's been in almost 4 years. Correspondent Mike Kappen.
Gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level since 2022. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.02. That's over a dollar more than before the war began. The last time drivers were paying this much was nearly 4 years ago, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Prices vary from state to state due to factors ranging from supply to differing tax rates. Some drivers have been paying more than $4 a gallon for some time. Analysts say the cost of groceries could increase as businesses' transportation costs increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
Iraqi officials say an American journalist was kidnapped in Baghdad and security forces are pursuing her captors. The journalist identified as freelancer Shelley Kittleson by one of the outlets she worked for. A U.S. official blamed the Iran-backed Iraqi militia Khatib Hezbollah. The U.S. Embassy had warned about kidnapping risks to U.S. citizens during the war. Everything seems to be going NASA's way as the countdown proceeds toward a launch later today of the astronauts' first trip to the moon in more than half a century. This is SRN News. A battle over faith in European soccer.
The Union of European Football Federations has fined a Serbian team because its fans displayed a giant image of the Orthodox Saint Simeon during a game with the words, quote, "May our faith lead you to victory." The Serbs point out that no fine was given to a German soccer team whose fans recently displayed a giant image of Satan and the words, quote, "Hear us, Lucifer, rise from the abyss and accept our souls." The Serbian squad will appeal the fine. Michael Harrington reporting.
Teens in the U.S. are obtaining abortion pills through telehealth, and young people aged 18 to 24 are ordering medication abortion at much higher rates than older adults. Those are the key findings of a new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers say underage girls are also bypassing parental involvement requirements. This is SRN News. There's a lawsuit over sweltering prisons in Texas.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs say 5 inmate deaths are linked to heat over the last 2 summers. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice disputes that. The plaintiffs are asking for all prisons to be air-conditioned by 2030. A judge previously ruled that housing inmates in sweltering facilities is plainly unconstitutional, but declined to order that air conditioning be installed. The agency says it would cost more than $1 billion and that it does not have the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board says the systems that allow drivers to take their hands off the wheel are convenient but don't improve safety because people who use them often pay less attention to the road. The hearing this week is focusing on 2 fatal crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise system. More details at SRNnews.com.